This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Yes, it is. This is the breakfast show you can hear on 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M. Yeah. Welcome to it.
Yeah, we had massive weekends and we're going to cover all that off. But just rewind and have a think right now. What was your best weekend ever?
Oh, what a great question.
When was your best weekend ever?
I'll tell you what it was.
Go.
I flew to Melbourne. I didn't even book a hotel room because I was going to the Grand Prix and I thought, nah, I don't need a bed. I'm going to be awake all weekend. And I went to the Grand Prix and then it was the best thing I've ever gone and done. And then Natalie Imbruglia was in the celebrity race.
Yep.
And they were in these convertible cars. And she lost it right in front of us at the end of the main straight. And she crashed into the wall right in front of us. And I stood up and started singing to her, "You've Lost That Love and Feeling." And the whole grandstand went with me.
Oh, really?
She loved it. Greatest weekend of my life.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then one day I will marry her.
Yes.
Ali?
No.
Oh, that's right, I'm married.
Oh, yeah. If you're still thinking, I've got mine.
I don't think I can pluck one out of my backside this quick.
Oh, okay.
You go, Spod.
Can I get one?
That would be a good weekend.
Okay, you go, Al.
Because I want yours will be big, big, big.
No, it was just a weekend I can remember. I was at Cuba. And
No more.
With Fidel.
Yeah, no, there's four of us. There was
what's the name of the venue you went to?
Coco Bongos.
There it is, yes.
Yeah.
How can you not have the greatest weekend of your life at Coco Bongos?
Yeah, so no, I was at, I was in, what's it called?
Florida.
Havana?
No. The place before it. Oh,
the Dominican Republic.
No, we went there for a footy trip. That's
Ecuador.
That's where Coco Bongos was.
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico. But what's the big party town of
Tijuana?
Carmen del Playa?
No.
Where they have spring break.
Yeah, it starts with C.
Baja.
Cancun.
Cancun.
So I was in Cancun and there was about 40 of us on a footy trip in Cancun at Coco Bongos. And four of us thought, we were there for 8 days. And we thought, no, this is too long. So for a weekend, we went over to Cuba. Four of us went to Cuba for the weekend.
Wow.
And it was unbelievable.
Do they have all the beautiful old cars still?
Got a big packet of cigars from some dodgy bloke in a third story building. And it was magnificent.
Did anyone get close to being arrested?
No, we were all right. I remember at Cancun when we were back there, I remember getting up one morning and, having some breakfast and four of the boys ran in the marathon there. You just see them in their going out gear running home in a part of the marathon. Al Dovey, what's your greatest weekend you remember?
I went to the AFL Grand Final on the Saturday and then the next day flew to Sydney for the NRL. So Yeah.
What a weekend.
Yeah. So that was a junket with another radio station, Triple M in Brisbane. And the show I was on. Yeah.
Back to back.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on. Where's he gone?
Where'd you go?
Back to back.
Yeah. So that was big.
Back to back.
Ali?
All right. I have
chance to think about it.
And where else could it happen other than Vegas? So the very first time I went to Vegas, it kicked off the first night. We ended up at Coyote Ugly. And you know those nights when you're just on fire?
Yeah, you're zoned.
Yes.
In the zone.
I was in the zone. And so... Well, what had got me all. First of all, I nearly didn't get let in because I said something apparently a bit offensive to one of the bouncers and I didn't. But I got in there. Muzz, I've got the best photo ever of one of the boys, Muzz, with his shirt off. Everyone was just going off, right?
Yeah.
He's got his shirt. I pulled it over his head so it's hanging around the back here. And he's got this massive rug on his chest.
Yes.
And you see, the photo I've got of it is security trying to kick him out. And Muzz is just standing there with his hands up as if to say, "What's the problem?" I had that photo, but I got
what
up.
What have I done?
I got up on stage at Coyote Ugly. They were letting the girls up there. And I just, you know, when you just feel like you're the greatest entertainer ever. You couldn't get me off there. You couldn't. Me and about 10 other women. And we're all just like, dead. I was just having the best
night. Like the movie.
Like the movie.
Yes.
And then we went from there to the dueling pianos. You know how they have the dueling pianos?
Yes, that's a
and
huge
I, thing. Again, I was just thinking I was entertaining, you know, firing everyone up. And I'm still friends with this Mexican woman, actually, that was watching that night. We became friends.
Yes.
And then the next day we ended up at the MGM Grand because Calvin Harris, the DJ, where there was a massive beach party. And I was just, we ended up scamming into this private function area, like, you know, by the pool. Yeah.
Was that in Caesar's Palace?
No, MGM.
MGM. They're famous for their pool parties.
And so I just was thinking I was so hilarious because every time a guy came in, tried to get in, I frisked him.
Oh.
So I made him stand there. It actually was.
Vegas, I mean, it's a great place. I didn't think I'd love it as much as I did.
Yeah.
But I just think the service they could offer you in Vegas
is
that you could be wandering around anywhere at any time. And someone just hits you with a trank dart and you're off, you go to sleep. And as you go off to sleep, you go, oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Can we do our Vegas stories tomorrow?
Okay.
Okay. Vegas stories tomorrow.
100%.
Okay. Look, today is a very big day because, Flan, as you well know, it is the Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day
around the world. Absolutely. And we're going to have a little look at that. There's an album you can go and get.
Love that. Duncan. He's a very famous person on one of the greatest TV shows ever produced.
Ever in Australian history.
Did I read that right, Flan?
You certainly did. Okay. I wrote that down for you, and thank you very much. Your beautiful reading voice. Alyssa and Duncan were a couple who sort of fought all the way through, and then last night in Final Vows, it got messy.
Yeah, that chat with Duncan coming up. Spider, a different kind of spray today,
but there's
someone that you haven't lined up yet, and that wouldn't be many people.
No, I've lined up a few, but finally I found somebody who deserves a spray.
Okay, it's kind of like a reverse-ish sort of thing?
Well, okay. You'll find out.
That coming up in the podcast. And Ali, you had an amazing time at Sirima Wines for a day on the green. We had John Stevens, Cindy Lauper, Rockin' Rod Stewart, Sir Rod.
It was amazing.
How'd Cindy Lauper go, Al?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, she just was out there rocking around, and
very
I think she's
creative.
69.
She is.
Wow.
Cindy Lauper, yeah.
Many which way?
Yep. In the podcast, but first up, you have four questions, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, for the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute.
They are. Here we go. Which major roads project commenced on Sunday in Coomera?
Oh, I'm going to let Spider answer that
the
one.
The Coomera Connector.
He turned the first sod.
Yep.
Yes,
and
he did.
Fell in love with the Premier. He's bewitched by her.
BFF, whatever it is.
BBF.
Welcome to Quotable Quotes.
Big Butt Friends.
You were trying to say BWS, weren't you?
I don't know.
I think it was BCF.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go, one of them.
Here we go. Burmese and Persian are types of what animal?
Hello?
Yeah, that's good. That's
Kitty
good
cats.
You didn't know that, Spot. No one's surprised.
They love cats.
Here we go.
Oh, this is for 7:45 a.m.
7:45. Yeah. I won't do another animal question,
okay.
Spider. One's enough in the day for you. Where in the body would you find the tarsals?
Oh.
Does it rhyme with it?
That's good.
The tarsals are in your feet, and I think they're the bones before your toes.
Yes, you are correct. In your feet. And the other one is a fandango is a Spanish dance. True
no.
or false?
False.
When you do the fandango. I reckon it's a dance.
Yeah.
It is true.
Ooh, nice. Bohemian Rhapsody taught me something.
Yeah. You've got those questions for tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. Enjoy the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
7:05, 1 hour later on the tweet. Flano.
Yes, if you've just woken up, good luck to you. Look, we've got M1 Dramas northbound. We have Labor governments on the Australian mainland from coast to coast for the first time since 2008. That is extraordinary. There have been calls for TikTok to be banned in Australia. But let's focus on the important things.
Mm.
It is the International Day, Quirky Country Song Title Day.
Let's celebrate the International Day, Quirky Country Song Title Day, with a country music compilation of classics. The new terrific country album, Sky High Piles of Country Cack. There's My Doggy's Facelift All Done Gone Wrong.
My doggy facelift all done gone wrong.
Dropkick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life. Or I'm So Lonely My Dog's Starting to Look Good to Me. Get Sky High Piles of Country Cack.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says.
On Listener, this is the Flan,
Ellie
and Spider
podcast.
Spider Spray.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed today that I've got to have a crack at this person.
Uh-oh.
But it's the first time.
All right.
and I've got to have a crack at myself.
Oh!
I've never had a crack at myself.
Spider spray spider.
You've never had a crack at yourself.
I've never had a crack at myself.
I love this.
Put the popcorn on. Yes.
And here I'm going to spray myself. Okay.
Yes.
Yesterday, I went to the media launch of the Coomera Connector, stage one. Mm-hmm. And look, I've always questioned it about if it will happen, when it will happen. We've had the Minister of Main Roads, Mark Bailey, on here several times. We've tried to get the Premier, the Chook, Anastasia on here several times. She hasn't. But I've always gone on and bung on about it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen. And how's it? Then yesterday, we went to the launch. And it's starting this week.
Okay.
Now, I'm not just having a crack at that because I was wrong, which is very surprising. But I got a chance to have a chat, and a good chat, with the Premier.
Oh.
Wow.
We chatted
chat,
for a...
Chatty Chook. Chook chat.
Absolutely. We had a really good chat for a few minutes, and she was invested. She wasn't rushed. She was talking all things local about, the Coomera, and then we talk about the M1 and, just locals getting on and off and schools in the area and how hard it is. And then we chatted about the lights going out at the Gabba.
Sounds like there was an Anastasia spider connection.
Yeah, there was.
Yes. Wow, so you had a charming Chook chat.
Yep. I might have changed.
The Premier Peter Connector.
I might be changed.
You've changed. You.
I might be on the Chook side.
What?
I might like the Chook.
You
I know.
What have you
Chook.
Done with my mate Spider?
I went and had a look at myself in the mirror yesterday and I said, you can't do this. What are you doing to yourself? I drive all the way home looking in the rear vision mirror going, come on, this isn't you. You don't like the Chook. I do like the Chook. I don't like the Chook. I like the Chook. I don't know. I'm so confused.
You like the Chook.
I've bagged him for so long, but you know what? I deserve to spray myself
because
I like the Chook.
Well, wow, your spider. Pals, your palaces.
Listen to this, spider.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Absolutely, spider. And guess what? I never liked that spider anyway. He's a bit of a tosspot.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Ali, last night, you had a great night at Siramay Wines, a day on the green.
I most certainly did. It was a really awesome night. I mean, all the bands were great. Daisy, the very first band, they're a young couple. They were fantastic.
Yeah. It's a cracking lineup.
John Stevens was awesome.
Yeah, he's incredible,
Cindy
that guy.
Lauper was awesome. Rod Stewart was amazing. And thank you, Al.
Is this the encore?
You've taken me straight back there. Well, actually, there is a bit of reaction floating around today saying that he didn't do an encore because obviously he did the concert on Saturday night as well. You went to the concert Saturday night.
He did an encore.
Night.
He did this as the last song.
Yeah. No. Well, that's not an encore if it's just the last song. Did he do it again?
No, he went off.
Ah.
So see you later and came back on.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they bother doing that?
I don't know.
Well, it's just stupid. It's annoying. Play it out.
He didn't come back on last night.
Full respect to Rod Stewart. Yeah. He's 78, by the way.
Exactly. He didn't come back on last night, but I did not care at all. It was absolutely fantastic. I was happy to race to the bus and get out of there because, yes, obviously there were 10 members of the Gold Coast Triple M Club that were fortunate enough to win spots on the bus. We had diamond seats. We got this beautiful hamper from Siramay full of goodies and
wine. They do it well up there. They do it so well.
I've never been. I'd really love to go.
It was so awesome, Flan. And you know what else was awesome was the fact that we got rained on a tiny bit just as we were going in, but then it stopped.
Oh, thank goodness.
And we had the most amazing weather. And in the back of my mind the whole time was, I know Al Dobie got rained on for an hour of this concert.
It didn't worry us. It didn't worry us.
You know what? You're right, Al, though. It wouldn't have worried because beautiful temperature. And one of the lovely members of the Triple M Club that joined us was Ron from Labrador. It was amazing, Ron.
What a great night. It was a beautiful night. Yeah.
It sure was. And what a great crew we had, Ron.
Right, there's 11 of us. We missed out on one. I didn't read the ticket properly.
I know. Ron could have taken someone he didn't realize.
No, I didn't read it properly. Sorry, guys.
No, but I said to him straight away when we found out, I said, are you single, Ron? I said, and he is. I said, maybe you could, tune someone up the back of the concert.
Sure. Yeah.
Come down to the front diamond seating.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah, that is the romance of the live and well.
That would have been me in my 30s. Ron, I needed two seats.
I know. I haven't been out since the 90s, mate. I'm still a little bit rusted.
It's good that you had a good night.
No, it was perfect. You guys, it was great. Thanks, Ali and the crew. I just had the best night ever. I've been, like I said, 98. My last tour was Dire Straits, and I nearly lost my voice last night at the end of it.
Oh,
so,
brilliant.
Mate, I'm happy.
I've definitely got some good videos of you singing, Ron, and I tell you what, we thought we'd lost him. He was the last one to the bus. Everyone's like, where's Ron?
I know.
He was just having the best time.
Well, still singing Sailing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was still sailing out the gate, up the hill it was.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Ron, so glad you had the best time, and well done on winning your tickets with 92.5 Triple M. And Ali was an amazing hostess, so well
done. So beautiful, you guys. Thanks, you guys. Have a good morning, too. Thank
Cheers.
You. Oh, he's so lovely. We had such a good crew. We had Elvira, who brought along she homemade biscotti. Fed the whole bus.
What's
like
biscotti?
These Italian biscuits.
Yeah, crispy biscuits.
And her,
sweet bickies.
Her buddy Susanna. You had Keith and Colleen that were celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary. Jess
Very
and
beautiful.
Mark, Joe and Tash. Here's some of the reactions from the crew after the concert.
Fabulous. What a combination.
Amazing.
Brilliant. You can't give more than
awesome
one
concert.
Word.
Thanks, Triple M.
I was saying it. They were all just giving me one word.
Yeah.
And so, I pumped Jo up. She was absolutely loving Rod's work and was obsessed. And I'll let her speak for herself.
And Rod Stewart, how could he be 6? I don't know, but he's still
78.
But sexy. he is still sexy. I don't care.
Too romantic.
Like, he's sexy.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
And he was brilliant. And thank you.
He's got about
best
night
ever.
Your hall pass.
Oh, absolutely.
What?
Like, how can he be sexy that old?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a different show with my 78-year-old grandfather doing it.
I am sailing. No, I'm not. I need to go to the tush.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Maths, final vows last night. Alyssa and Duncan have been a problematic couple all the way through this series. She came out in final vows last night and professed her love, but it didn't go so well.
Walking away absolutely devastated. I feel sick. I feel betrayed.
Because
really
Duncan
went.
Nah,
did
not
he?
So much.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, Duncan joins us.
Hey, Duncan. Mate, thank you so much for coming on the show. That was a rough night. Final vows last night. You've got to go in there and say what you truly feel. Alyssa, your partner came out and said, you know what, it's been tough. We've had some tough times, but I'm willing to make a go of it. And then you had to let her down. And it was a tough time, mate. And I saw you were really upset in doing that.
You're telling me what? This didn't work out.
It was super emotional.
It was super emotional. At the time, I thought, oh no, this bloke, look at him. He's really rocked by this. And I think it's because you were figuring out you've got to leave Maths now and go on The Bachelor on Channel 10. Is that why you're upset?
No.
Oh, look, it'd be an honour to be asked to go on The Bachelor, but my mind wasn't there. It's just obviously all in the Maths experiment.
It was tough, mate. Alyssa,
Flans love this show. He hates Harrison.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be honest, my wife and I, we weren't massive fans of Alyssa. We felt like she made it very hard for you to slide in next door and be, you know, her partner.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, look, I tried really hard and I made sure that I really stretched and leaned in as the experts sort of told us to do.
Yeah, you did.
But I just think we had different, I guess, ideas of what a healthy relationship looks like.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't settle for something that you don't think is what you deserve.
Well, we...
And so it's not that she's a bad lady. It's just that I don't think that we're the right people for each other.
Yeah, true.
Definitely
are. I can't
are
believe
not.
This.
We can attest to the fact that you did try really hard, Duncan, and I thought you showed some of the greatest restraint I've ever seen on the show.
We agree on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
I'm not saying she's a horrible person or anything, but it was just to sit and watch her just shut you down in
sound
such
like
a vicious.
You are saying she's
well,
horrible.
Okay, I am in a vicious way. I was like, love, you need to just beat it because you did really, really well.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. Watching some of it back, it actually made me think that, you know, parts were even probably worse than what I sort of took on at that moment because you get lost in, like, your own little environment. But I also knew that, you know, because we're in that environment and it's really hard and she, you know, some of the things that Alyssa was going through, I kept sort of, like, as I said, stretching and trying to, like, sort of see through the hard times and focus on the good times. But at the end, you've got to make a commitment. It's not about saying, oh, I'm going to do another week in the experiment or not. You have to, it's a line in the sand, and you have to say, I'm either committing to you or I'm not committing to you. And so it forces you to be like, this is the point where we say yay or nay.
Yeah, well, Alyssa has a child, and at one point she said to you that she would like to see you after the experiment and you could get together every second, third Wednesday. Now, as a married man, that sounded ideal to me. You were upset about it.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part-time lover. If I'm with someone, I want to see them a lot more than three times in a fortnight. So,
yes. Sure.
That's a bit of a key information I didn't get to later on. Again, I was willing to sort of look at, you know, that's not the reasons that I said no. It was about how we view relationships, how we resolve conflict and, like, how we communicate with each other, really.
Absolutely.
Well, different ways.
Duncan, I am absolutely blown away that a relationship hasn't worked out on maths. I'm devastated.
Yeah, we've never had this before.
Can you hear the sarcasm?
I cannot believe it. Do you ever think you'd actually... Do you get divorced now? So you claim one divorce?
No, there's no official paperwork.
It's all make-believe.
Is it?
Okay. True?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all fake.
No, they're just released back into the wild at the end of the show.
Wow.
Duncan, look, all the very best. I know you're very emotional right now, so we hope that, from this point forward, you're okay.
Look, really appreciate it. Thanks for your thoughts.
Cheers.
Thanks, Duncan.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.